And now this is a dictation for Katharine, K-A-T-H-R-Y-N, Yonka, Y-O-N-K-A, December 1643, addresses a letter to Carly, C-A-R-L-E-Y, Hills Kemp, H-U-E-L-S-K-A-M-P as in Paul, PAC-775-1640. Dear Carly, follow up for Mrs. Yonka, chronic kidney disease, last visit in August. Husband passed away, but she's at peace as husband was suffering. There is a grandson with Asperger's syndrome that helps. They help each other. No hospital visit. Chronic diarrhea, some point with incontinence, but no bleeding. This is likely from prior uterine radiation treatment. She has to wear some kind of padding. A stable weight and appetite. No abdominal pain, vomiting. No compromise of the urine. Minor edema. A stable shortness of breath on activity, not at rest. No orthopnea PND. No oxygen. No purulent material hemoptysis. No CPA machine. Review system done. Medication list review. I will highlight beta blockers, Norvasc, Losartan, anticoagulated with Eliquis. Patient weight 191, blood pressure, nurse 123.70. Comfortable, overweight, no respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no abdominal tenderness, stable edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, chemistries, February, creatinine 1.7, still within baseline, GFR 29 to stage 4, labs review. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3B to 4, for the most part stable, no symptoms, no dialysis. Anemia has not required EPO treatment, has chronic leukopenia in relation to lymphopenia. No need to change diet for potassium, no bicarbonate replacement, normal nutrition, calcium, no need for phosphorus binders. Continue present blood pressure regimen, tolerating losartan. Come back on the next 6 months, end of dictation.